So let's talk a little bit about these other entities then. We've knocked off sole proprietorship and general partnership. We're not going to tolerate that as a way to contain our assets. Where do we begin looking at the other possibilities?
What we've got to do is we've got to take a look at how many people are involved in your business. And that will tell you a lot of times what you need to know as far as which entity you might want to set up. Because now, that may also cause some people to feel like they're limited, but they're not. And I'll give you a quick example of that. You know, one time I had this single person who came to me and they said, okay, well, I know I read a little bit of your materials and I've listened to some of your audios and I've heard that you like to talk about a limited partnership. But see, with a limited partnership, in any partnership, you've got to have at least two people. And this particular person, it was a young lady, a single young lady who came to me and she said, well, what do I need to do as far as, I guess I can't have a limited partnership. And I said, well, you know, I guess I need to teach you how to create more people. Well, she was taken aback a little bit by that at first. She said, I don't think that's within the scope of your services. I said, well, no, let me explain what I mean here. When I say create more people, let's think about it. A corporation, for instance, is a separate legal person. I mean, if we look up the definition of corporation in Black's Law Dictionary, the first thing it says, and this comes from a case from the United States Supreme Court, it says, an artificial person or legal entity created by or under authority of the laws of a state or nation. Well, when you look at this, it just told us it's an artificial person. Person, it can have standing in a court of law. It is a separate person. Well, now back to this single lady who came to speak with me, she said, well, I'm single. I guess I can't have this because it's just me. Well, no. See, what you need to learn, and part of the information gathering is to get information like this, where you say you could have a limited partnership that then has a corporation as its general partner. Well, a couple things that we need to point out there. Number one is that we've got two legal entities. We had to have two legal entities in that instance because the difficulty with a limited partnership is that it's made up of a general partner as well as limited partners. The general partner has all the control, which is a good thing. We want to have control. Unfortunately, it also has liability. Now, the limited partner, on the other hand, has zero control, which is not so good. But the good thing for the limited partner is it has no liability. When we start looking at these things, what happens is that if we're one or the other, it's a catch-22. Which one would we rather be? If we're the general, we have all the control, but we've got liability. That's not a good situation. If we're limited, we have no control, but we've got no liability. That's not an overall good situation. Well, by blending those two entities together, by having that corporation serve as your general partner, all of a sudden we're able to get the best of both worlds, and that's a quick strategy to demonstrate how these entities can be brought into the overall situation. And it also ties into a strategy that I call ultimate asset protection.